This episode of Stars and Characters is part of our six-episode miniseries revealing the characters that will be featured in our live stage event, the Obscure Star Wars Character Face-Off at Star Wars Celebration 6. For more information on the event, visit our website at www.swic.newsaz.com/C6. For more information on Star Wars Celebration 6, visit their official website at www.starwarscelebration.com. And to keep up on all the news about this event and about the podcast, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/StarWarsInCharacter.
What's wrong with your face?
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the characters in the Star Wars universe you probably never noticed. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Welcome to this special mini episode of Star Wars in Character, where our panelist discussion narrows down the final characters to appear in the Star Wars Obscure Character Face-Off live show at Star Wars Celebration 6, hosted by Star Wars in Character. My name is Chris, and joining me live for this discussion is the rest of the Star Wars in Characters panelists, Matt, Dave, and Tim, and our special guest panelists, the voice of the NeoZazz.com podcast network and co-host of the Grady's podcast, Christy.
And to add some votes and round out this discussion a little more, I've invited my co-hosts from NeoZazz.com's The Trailer Pod Boys podcast, David and Quint, to select their favorite characters for each round. I've recorded their conversations, and we'll play those during our voting discussion of these episodes.
Today, we are voting for the character that will represent the prequel trilogy side of round two.
It's good to be bad.
I don't know why I say it in that
voice. Sounds like your emperor voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Featuring memorable bad guy characters. And now, what's the point, Tim?
You just said memorable.
And now, Tim, that for me, tell us about the four final characters from the prequel trilogy side of round two.
All right. Well, here we go. Prequel, bad guys, good to be bad. Where do we start? Let's start with Alon Sleaze Bagano. Alon Sleaze Bagano, he is the death stick dealer that we see in episode two, who basically decides to rethink his life after Obi-Wan uses his Jedi prompt to make him go away, basically, there in the Outlander Club. Then we come to Wat Tambor, who is the Techno Union foreman, who is he sits on the Separatist Council and probably with the most creative voice characterization in the entire Star Wars saga.
And
it is Dave, Chris, Matt, Christy, me, Bagel. It's awesome. Jeffrey Tambor. We actually go to someone who I honestly do think has a very good voice characterization. Poggle the Lesser. He is the Archduke of Geonosis, who we see attempting to hide the Death Star plans from the Republic. I actually do a pretty good Poggle the Lesser.
You want to go? Is that a prompt, Tim? Can you do a Poggle the Lesser?
Like, what?
That's pretty good, actually.
I do two out of the four. Poggle the Lesser. Now we move on to Tay Hau. And honestly, before I read the name Tay Hau, I didn't know who Tay Hau was. And so upon doing the research, Tay Hau is the Nemoidian cyborg who is connected to the ship that we see in episode one. And she basically is a play by play announcer for Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan's escape from the Nemoidian ship there at the beginning of episode one.
Oh my god. I don't care about any one of these guys.
You gotta vote for somebody.
Mad Max.
All right.
Mad Watt.
So those are the four we're dealing with.
Yes. Tim, can you have Watt and Poggle like have a conversation?
Wait, I'm blending the two together.
Well, that is a very heated conversation.
that is if Pogo the Lesser was turned into his own personal tambour right there.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, maybe we should go to the authority on this and the voice of reason as far as Star Wars goes. Christy, what do you think about these four characters?
I have to say, these are the dumbest names I have ever heard. Was one of them Dingo Sleazebag? Was that one?
Dingleberry Sleazebag, no.
Dingleberry.
A dingo drugged your baby.
But I mean, I just don't understand. Oh, well, okay. Well, he's kind of a sleazebag. I'll just call him Sleazebaggio or something like that. Oh, God. What kind of drug-induced dream? And since he's the only one I remember, I go for Sleazebag.
I love it. I love her reasoning.
Her reasoning.
This is the only one of the four she could remember at a moment's notice.
Yep.
Even though you just said how much you hate it.
Exactly.
Sometimes you love to hate.
That's what makes her the loose cannon / wild card of this whole tournament.
Yeah, it's usually Chris.
Yeah.
No, it's Christy.
It's all in the name.
Yep.
All right, well, I'll go next as far as my analysis, which isn't going to be much. We did Elon Sleazebaggino. We did an episode on him. I thought it was stupid then. I think it's stupid now. I don't like it when they... It's like when something happens that's funny just naturally in these movies, it's good. Like the Han Solo with the shooting the intercom, you know, in Star Wars. Like that stuff that he ad-libbed. Like that was funny. When they try and be funny and they're forcing it, it just comes off as stupid. And that is what happened to me with Sleazebaggino.
Do you think that Lucas, when he said it, he just kind of gave that Sleazebaggino?
His five chins rolled at the same time.
Let's keep it. Let's keep it.
Probably.
Okay.
I got Dave giving a serious answer. Yeah, probably.
He probably thought, no, I think it's a good question. I don't know if you're making a joke, but I think he thinks that's funny.
I wonder if he named it.
Very extremely clever.
Like he wrote that stuff down, or somebody wrote that stuff down, and he was just like, yeah, we need a light moment here. That's funny.
I had a little bit of milk come out my nose when I said it.
If he didn't have like a bunch of yes men around him, like he probably does, and someone like a true fan to say, that's not funny. It doesn't belong in there. And it's dumb. And the guy's dumb just to begin with. He had like antlers, right?
Antenna, whatever.
A little antenna, yeah.
Yeah, it's just horrible. There's nothing about that that's good.
And he smokes.
Well, yeah. It sticks.
That's not good for you.
That's right. That's why they're called death sticks. They're not called make you live longer sticks.
Wat Tambor, I do enjoy Tim's impression.
He might be why. Yeah, he might be my guy one last time.
Mm-hmm. Tay Hau.
Tay who?
Tay Hau. You'd be kidding me.
Tay Hau.
The one that's sticking out.
I just got that.
Because of Tim's other impression, and I guess just because he has something to do at least with the original trilogy, the whole Death Star plans, and we did an episode on him, and I remember ending up kind of liking some things about him. So at this point, I guess I'm leaning towards him, but what do you think, Matt?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I have a solid vote, and it's actually a pretty, I think, a reasonable explanation when we get to it. I won't reveal that, but I'll give you my opinions quick. Tay Hau's out. I hate Nemoidians. I hate those things I hate more than anything else in the entire Star Wars saga.
Gungans?
No, I hate Nemoidians more.
Oh.
I really do.
Okay.
Elon Sleazebaggino, could have been good, but we did his episode, and there wasn't much of a backstory on him, so I don't think he's a strong contender for the good of the tournament. So when we get to the voting, it's definitely going to be between Wat Tambor and Pogo the Lesser. We know Pogo the Lesser's story. We don't know much about Wat Tambor, and I'll just leave it at that before I say too much.
All right. What about Tim?
Hey, Elon Sleazebaggino is out. There's just absolutely no subtlety with that character whatsoever. Just the name itself, it just turns you off. Tay Hau, I don't hate Nemoidians, and I actually kind of like the look of Tehau, but that's not enough for me to get behind this broad. This is a lady. I think this is the only female Nemoidian we've seen so far. I don't even know if we've seen a female Nemoidian in the animated series. But yep, she's got boobs. So just like Matt, my vote would really have to be between Wat Tambor and Poggle the Lesser.
All right, well, the Trailer Pod Boys have been making a lot of sense.
Oh, wow. That phrase has never been said before.
On their discussion. So hopefully they can, I don't know, make some sense out of this for us.
All right, let's hear it. So moving on to the prequel side of round two, we have, first up, Elon Sleazebagino, the Death Stick dealer from the Outlander Club in episode 2. Wat Tambor, the really dumb-looking robot thing as part of the... I don't even know what the hell that group was called. The bad guy group with the...
Techno Union.
Yeah, he's with the Techno Union with Count Dooku's people in the end of...
I did not know that. I only wrote that down because I read it yesterday.
He's, I think, in three... Episode 3 might be in the end of 2. Don't know. Don't care. Don't like that guy. Poggle the Lesser, another one of those... The guys around the round table, he's one of the Geonosians, one of the bug people that talks in those. And Tehau, I'll give you an outside Star Wars reference and you'll know who this is. What's wrong with your face?
Oh, damn it. You stole my line.
Okay. I still don't know who he was, though, in Star Wars.
Oh, it was the Nemoidian with the face mask thing with over her eyes and the mouth.
Okay. Gotcha.
Wow. So, who do we start? We started with Dave. We'll start with we'll start with Quint this round.
Okay, so number one, Elon Sleazebagino. This character was, to me, like the epitome of everything that was wrong with the prequels. Stupid fucking name. Really, really, really dumb sort of character attitude. Absolutely horrible costuming, absolutely horrible makeup, really, really bad writing. Everything about this character is garbage, so he is completely out. Wat Tambor, I guess I don't care, but stupid, stupid, stupid. Poggle the Lesser, well, I have a soft spot in my heart for the Geonosians. So I played the Star Wars Galaxies game for years and years and years and years, and they were part of one of the expansions, and not so much that they were the Geonosians and they came from the prequels, but they actually had some really cool dungeons and some really hard puzzle-solving stuff going on, and they actually talked a little bit about, you know, that the storylines got them involved in a way that was kind of pretty cool, and they also got you pretty cool weapons. So I got kind of a soft spot for them just because I got some cool weapons out of them. And like I said, Tehau, I even when you told me who he was, I didn't get him. So I'm going with Poggle the Lesser just because, well, it is the lesser of many evils.
And I think Tehau is actually a she, not that it matters to anybody, but I think it's a she.
Whatever. I mean, it was a bug character thing, right?
Yeah. No, it was one of the frog, Asian
the
frog dudes.
Bugs. But ate bugs. Okay. Yeah. Right. You are what you eat.
What's that?
You are what you eat.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Who's your vote for? I forgot to note it.
Poggle the Lesser.
Poggle the Lesser. All right. Dave, you're up.
I hate everything about this category. I don't know anything about any of these characters other than what I've heard on your show. And I never played the Star Wars role-playing game, so I don't have any fondness for Geonosians. I don't even know what a Geonosian is. I've only seen the movies once, so I have to go with Tehau just because, what's wrong with your face?
Right. Nice. That's as good a reason as any to do with the prequels.
Agree.
All right. One for Poggle and one for Tehau.
They're just as confused as we are.
Yes. I'm with Dave, though. I mean, this category completely sucks.
It doesn't completely suck.
Yes, it does. These four, I don't care about. And I'm here. Here's my vote.
Okay.
I'm doing it for the impression because Tim does it so awesomely. Watt Tambor.
All right.
No other reason. No other Star Wars reason, just because of the impression.
All right, so that's four votes recorded, four different people.
Yeah, this is a first. We finally got a representative, and each one, each one's represented now.
All right, we'll have Matt go last. Matt can possibly decide this. I'll go next, and I think what you're saying is 75% true that these characters are kind of worthless. The other one, and the one I'm voting for, I think is a cool character and belongs in the annals of Star Wars, and it's Poggle the Lesser, because I remember doing that episode and saying a lot of nice things about them, and I couldn't believe I was saying so many nice things about him as I was doing the episode. The look of him and the voice, and like I said, the fact that they have something to do with the original trilogy, I got to go with him. So that's two for Poggle the Lesser. Tim, how about you?
Yeah, as I said, I was between Watt Tambor and Poggle the Lesser. I do like the visual look of Watt Tambor. I don't, I think he looks kind of cool. The voice is a little goofy. But yeah, I don't think that's enough. Poggle the Lesser, I think, fits into the entire Star Wars story much better. He has a reason for being there. Unlike Sleeze Bagano and Tay Hau and Watt Tambor, they don't really have a reason to actually be there. You could you know, insert any other character into those things, but Poggle the Lesser, his story sort of fits everything. He's got a cool look. I think the voice characterization is awesome. I think Ben Burtt did a great job, and I know that some of us don't watch the Clone Wars, but he has a pretty cool storyline in the second season of the Clone Wars, and the Geonosians in general are pretty cool visually and in the character. So my vote, Poggle the Lesser.
All right.
Are you gonna stop saving me for last? Yeah. Every time we do, it's an uneventful.
I was just about to say that this is the second time Matt had a chance to go last and decide it, and it doesn't matter who vote for anyway.
Well, this might still be interesting because it's completely against everything I've said up to this point. I'm actually gonna vote for Watt Tambor because I don't like him. I think it is stupid. However, I don't know anything about him, and he is an interesting look. I am curious if he's a robot or a cyborg or whatnot, so I was kind of going to hope my vote would have pushed him through so I could find out more about him, but I guess I'll just have to wait till we do the Watt Tambor episode.
Man. I wanted to hear Tim's impression during the whole...
Right. But Tim's Poggle the Lesser is better than Tim's Watt Tambor.
But Watt Tambor makes me laugh more.
All right. Well, that was one of the closest votes.
Yes, it was.
That was by a slim margin, Poggle the Lesser representing the prequel characters in the It's Good to Be Bad category in Star Wars Celebration 6.
And with Poggle the Lesser moving on to represent the prequel trilogy side of round two, we want to hear your opinion. Do you agree, disagree, whatever you want to say about Poggle the Lesser or any of the other three characters? Visit our website at www.swic.newsaz.com and click on the Character Face-Off page link and let us know your opinion. All submissions through this page will be entered into a Star Wars in Character Goes to C6 prize pack drawing, where you could win one of the participation packs we're giving away at the Star Wars Obscure Character Face-Off event at Celebration. And while you're online, take a moment to consider contributing your support to the Star Wars in Character Face-Off event by checking out our Indiegogo campaign at indiegogo.com/SWICC6. We have quite a few levels of contribution, each with its own perk or perks, including exclusive episode CDs for C6, this Indiegogo campaign, and our summer appearance at Wizard World Philadelphia. All your contributions for this campaign will go directly into this live show 100%. So visit Indiegogo.com/SWICC6 for full details and check out a couple clips from those exclusive CDs on that page.
We'd like to thank you for listening to this mini episode of Star Wars in Character. Join us next time. We find out which character will represent the original trilogy side of round three of the Star Wars Obscure Character Face-Off.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.